solar power in Maine has reached an important milestone. There are now enough residential and commercial solar power producers in central Maine Power Territory to account for as much as 1% of CMP's load on peak demand days. That 1% number shows the industry's importance in the state's energy mix is growing, but it also triggers a new regulatory review that has some solar supporters nervous. Fred Beffers has more.
One hot day last summer, August 19th to be exact, demand for electricity by CMP customers rose to its peak for the year, almost 1,600 megawatts to run all those air conditioners set on high. As it happened, some 1,900 residential solar arrays and 200 institutional installations were soaking up enough sunshine to power their own needs and to put 16 megawatts of energy back on the grid. And because of a decades-old policy known as net metering, those solar power generators all got a credit on their utility bill to compensate them for the power they supplied to the grid.
It shows that net metering is working for ratepayers in Maine.
Chris Rauscher was until recently an energy policy advisor to Senator Angus King. Now he's policy director for a national solar company called Sunrun, and he's paying close attention to the industry's potential in Maine. He's nervous that transmission utilities such as CMP will move to abolish the net metering policy altogether, as recently happened in Nevada.
Utilities around the country are trying to kill rooftop solar and net metering because utilities are monopolies, and it's the only form of competition that they faced in over 100 years.
CMP spokesman John Carroll says more growth in the sector could put investor profits at risk. But more importantly, he says, customers who do not participate in net metering are subsidizing those who do by paying more through their bills for the upkeep and operation of the grid.
A net metering customer, because they basically turn their meter backwards, essentially, as they're producing electricity, may benefit fully by taking all the electricity that they need when they need it, and then essentially unwind or back out what they should be paying for that service through the net metering process. In the end, they may end up paying far less than their share of the benefit for the grid.
The argument is likely to get intense in coming months. CMP notified the state's Public Utilities Commission Thursday that the 1% threshold had been reached in 2015 and called for a review of the policy as required by law. The commission is likely to do so as part of a stakeholder process that began a few months ago. For MPBN News, I'm Fred Bever.